Woo, yeah. Well, happy Thanksgiving. Those that are listening all around the world, I wanted to get our sites are over 2,500 right now. Nice, nice. So what is it on a daily basis? Still over 40, 25 new visitors per day? Per day? Good. That's all we can ask for. Amen. What's our new countries now, any? Okay, that's because we got these holidays popping up. And
give it a little time.
Amen, amen. Well, I do have a word tonight, and I feel it's almost like a continuation of a Sunday message, but it's not really Sunday. And so, Jim, are we good? Are we on? Okay, good. So I just feel that the world needs to understand my God. Some of you might know my testimony, some of you may not. But this book here is called the Holy Bible. This is the only book that I have found that bears witness with what my experience is. But I will say that this book is a mysterious book. I don't expect anybody to read it and really understand it, because only the light understands this book. And most of us are all living in darkness. But living in darkness is not a bad thing. I want you to know that. We all live in darkness. We just got to come out of darkness and come into light. And there are worlds that we live in. One is the world that we live, that we know. And then there's a world that we don't know, which is supernatural. How many of us here are spiritual around here? Are we spiritual people? Okay, good. Because then you'll kind of like what I have to say, because you know, God, my God, and why I keep saying my God is because my God is a God that is intimate, personal, and it lives with inside of you. Everyone is searching for God, but they don't know where to find God, and they look all over the place trying to find God. And I don't hold anybody or judge anybody in the sense of not knowing my God, because of the fact that the only God that they know is where they were brought up. If you really think about it, you know God based on your traditions and your religion. Now think about it. How did you find God? Or how did you even think about God? Or who told you about God? You see? And I want to share with the world my God, who I have just recently met 13, 15, how many years ago? 15 years ago, maybe? 15. Which supernaturally happened, and I always question, why me? why was I one of those chosen ones that I was picked out to bring myself to a place supernaturally in a realm that not many people are able to get to? And I still quite haven't gotten that answer. Maybe because I'm the fool. I'm the simple one that would be obedient enough to declare this message or this word. But all in all, if I didn't go into ministry full time, I think I would just be happy just knowing my God and period. So I guess what I'm saying is, I don't really care whether you hear my words or not. I don't care if you believe me or not. And I'm saying this because I'm speaking to a world out there that I don't have to prove anything to anybody. And I'm very content with my relationship with my God, because my God has brought me a life. It brought me a peace. It brought me a joy. And it brought me a righteousness that surpasses all of my comprehension. I am literally saved and forgiven. And I don't have any fear. And I'm very, very happy with who I am and where I'm at. And because of that, I want to share to the world my God. And why my God? Because of all the feelings and experiences that I have. My God is supernatural. And to know God, you have to know him in the spirit. To know my God, you need to know him in the spirit. And what I mean by the spirit is, my God isn't over there. He's not over there. Nor is he in a tradition, or is he in a religion. So if you came for a religion or you're looking for a religion, this isn't the place to find it. And if you're looking for tradition, I'm going to tell you right now, this is definitely not the place to find it. But if you're looking for God, this is the place to find it. And God is dwelling inside of you. My God is actually dwelling inside of you. And it's your God too, until you have that relationship with it. And I guess what I want to say to everyone is that we need to be real with ourselves. We have to be honest with ourselves. And as soon as we are real and honest with ourselves, we're able to start finding God. My God. Specifically my God. You're made up of feelings. And it's very important that you express your feelings and you don't hold back anything. You need to come out. You need to come out of your, self. We're reserved. Somehow or another, we have brought ourselves in a box and put an image on us, and we're not honest with ourselves. And we tend to lie. And the reason why we lie is because we want to fit in, or we want people to like us, maybe we want to get things or something, and we feel like we have to live a certain way or act a certain way or be a certain way. How many people understand what I'm talking about? Good. And to know God and to understand God, He has birthed us and formed us and created us to be something special. But we're never going to find that specialness is if we keep fooling ourselves or keep kidding ourselves or lying to ourselves. And so I was sharing with Mary Lou earlier today about how it's so important for us to prophesy and how it's so important for us to speak the words that are inside of us, how it's so important to express ourselves, how it's so important to let what's inside of you out. Because that is where the true life is. This is where God really dwells. He dwells within inside of us. And the life that we have is inside of us. And in order to find God and have a relationship with God, we have to really find ourselves. And we have to really be honest with ourselves. And when we can get to a place of being honest with ourselves and stop kidding, then we can start living. Like, does anyone have something special they want to do? Okay. Now the question is why are we not doing it? How come we have all these excuses? We don't know God. You see what I'm saying? Something's holding us back. What is holding us back? I call it deception. I call it lie and deception. Fear. It's okay to wait on things, okay? You might have an ambition to do something, and you just feel like you need to wait a couple of days. That's good. But then what happens is we start finding excuses and making up lies. Well, we're not serving the true living God. We're not having a relationship with God. God in your life should be 24/7, not on the weekends, not when you're in trouble, not when you feel like praying. God should be in our lives 24/7 to the point where we should be God and God should be us, one with Him. How many people understand that one? Okay. In God, because God is a spirit, He's supernatural, and we need to live supernatural in order for us to truly know God. In order for us to truly have a relationship with God, we have to live supernatural. And to live supernatural, you got to put away all fear, all the worry, and also put these words in your mouth, if the Lord wills. How many of us walk that way? You see? And then when you can have that relationship with God, there's a joy that starts coming because you know that that feeling that you have, that inner feeling that you have, is His will. That life that you have is His will. Now, I've had some people, and I hope there's some listening right now, that might have some issues with some of the things that I'm saying, because I want to bring out a little bit more clarity. There are some people who tend to lie to themselves. I have a feeling, and I feel a certain way. Well, with me and my relationship with God, I would encourage you, go with those feelings if you feel that way. But there's a key point factor here that I want to add. You have to have truth with it. You can't just go with a feeling and then not look at truth. And why I'm saying this is because in today's world, how many people have heard of transgender? It's getting very, very rapid out there, isn't it? Okay. And a lot of people say, well, you know, I have feelings and these feelings inside are trapped. And I feel as though that this particular lifestyle that I'm living is because I'm living inside. And you're talking about finding God and those feelings are of God and things of that nature. And I want to agree with them in one way or another. For one, there is no male or female in the spirit. But God has given us body parts too. How many people understand what I'm saying? Okay. And if it was God's will, He would have given you the correct body parts on your feelings. And so I want you to know that sometimes all feelings aren't from God. And we have to have discernment in this area. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I'm going to begin to bring deeper messages out on why God and how God lives with inside of us. And be able to set you free, because a lot of us are in prison. A lot of us are sheltered and boxed. And we're deceived too. And we're living under lies. And we have to break these lies down. And we have to be set free of the deception. And the way that we break these lies and be free of deception is, for one, overcome by fear. We have to break away fear. And another thing, too, is battle these things with truth. We have to look at the truth. What are the facts? What are the truth? What is the facts? And work with it this way. A lot of times, these feelings come in by hurts. We have to take case by case and break it down. There's not one formula for everybody. Everyone is a case by case situation. And so each individual, certain things come into our heart and they wound our heart, they hurt our heart. And most of our damage comes from a very young age. The spiritual world is very smart. They attack you when you're young. As you get older, you don't normally get attacked as much because your base is usually already established. But when you're young, you're vulnerable. How many people understand this? Okay. And this is why we have to protect our children. This is why we have to protect, you know, our loved ones around us and things of that nature. But, you know, the world doesn't know my God. They don't. They think they might know my God, but they don't. There is a lot of people out there that even try to go to the point where they say, just have positive thoughts. Just think positive all the time. Just be positive. And, you know, that's well and good. But you also need a strength to be able to put your strength into. And if you don't have a God to put your strength into, if you don't have that relationship to put that into, you can't be free. Everything is put on you and you're carrying a burden. Does anyone understand what burdens are? That big weight that you have to carry? You feel like you have to carry these weights? Well, I don't think anyone really has to carry any weight at all. It's a choice. And a lot of things are driven by choices, and these choices are brought into us by lies. Like, who told you? Why do you think the way you think? And so when I speak about my God, there's a deep revelation of relationship that needs to be put in because of the fact that we walk in deception and we have a lot of lies. And these deceptions and lies are all brought in through our head and literally traditions, geographical locations. Like, I look at the Muslim country out there, and I look at what is going on right now with so much hatred in a relationship with God. And God doesn't hate anyone. God doesn't want to, you know, he doesn't have any hate in him. And for God to say, you know, kill these people for me, I have a hard time believing that. Now, God will say, kill these strongholds that are lying in your head. But to take a physical life and destroy it for God is not. So you have to say to yourself, where did the lies get in? Where did they come from? What is establishing the heart that's causing this hatred? And this is happening in America. It's happening all around the world through religion. And if you think about it, religion has caused division. The Judaism hates the Christianity. The Christianity hates these certain sects, and those certain sects hate these certain people, and these people hate those certain people. And it's sad because God in itself doesn't want any discord. Wants unity and a life. And each individual has its own life. And my life is different than your life, and your life is different than her life. But at the same time, we all share a life together. It's uniformed. Like, Rachel has passions and loves and desires. May not be the same as my passions and desires and loves, but at the same time, there is a passion and a desire and a love that we come together in a unique way. Same with dress. Same with, you know, let's just take clothing because that's real popular. How many traditions are out there that separate people through clothing? Think about it. It even happens in the regular Christian churches where certain, Pentecostal ones have to wear dresses and they can't wear pants, and they have to have long hair, and this one can't cut their hair, and it just becomes a big mess. But my God doesn't want that. How do you want to wear your hair? How do you want to dress? How do you feel? And that's the God that I'm trying to share to the world. We're not painted as a person through a tradition or a doctrine. And we grow up with hurts. These hurts influence us. And has anyone ever heard of birds of a feather flock together? Okay. Well, if you have someone who's happy, and then you have someone who's miserable, they don't usually get along, do they? The miserable one wants to be with the miserable ones, and they want to complain to each other. And they'll go find people that they can just constantly complain and be miserable with. And then they start their little group. And then you have the happy ones, and they go find their happy people. And then they don't want miserable people, so they kick out all the miserable ones. And then they find their happy group. And then you got the brain thinker ones, and then you're not a brain thinker one, so we're going to find some brain thinker ones. And then you have the opposite. Then you got the non-thinkers, and then they start their group. And then you got the thinkers, and they start their group. And then these are how all these different cultures and groups start. When God wants to put away all that stuff And he wants to find that uniqueness and that beauty inside and have that relationship with one another inside. When you have a relationship with God and you're delivered and set free and healed, I can tell you right now, you can hang out with the nerdy ones. You can hang out with the airhead ones. You can hang out with the miserable ones. You can hang out with the happy ones. You prefer the happier ones, though. But then those happy ones get really goofy. And then, you know, then they're Fruit Loops. I mean, there's all kinds of extremes and there's all kinds of things like that. But when you understand my God and develop a relationship with my God, you can get along with everyone. And you can become all things to all men to win them the more. And what I mean by win them the more is to win them as far as love and friendship. You give me anybody, and I can have a good relationship with anybody. What do you think, Mary Lou? It doesn't matter if they're grumpy or happy or whatever, Fruit Loopy or smart as ever or whatever. It doesn't matter, does it? Because it's God in me, you see? No longer than I live, but he lives inside of me. And I share this with Mary Lou because Mary Lou is a dear friend of mine who has developed a very close relationship, and she saw me when my life was changed. So she knew me from the very beginning, and she's still here. Amazing. It's a miracle, a sign, a wonder. Because most people run from truth. They don't like truth. And as soon as they see me, they know. Ah! And they run. But that's okay. Let them run. They want to hide. They want to stay in their darkness. That's fine. But they'll never have peace. They'll never find happiness. They'll never find joy. How much do you want it? You see? How much joy and peace? I've seen people give up and say, well, I guess this is just the way it is. Well, you know, one day when I leave this earth, then I'll be really happy. Really? Well, the truth that I know, and that's why I say to everyone out there that's listening, it's so important to get to the highest level of joy and peace you can possibly get to on earth. Because when you leave this earth, you're going to leave into the same state and you're going to pass over to the same state. So if you're depressed now, you're going to be depressed in a place when you leave this earth. You don't get any happier, I'm going to tell you that much. How many people understand what I'm saying? Good. That's why I want us to get free. And get free of our depression, get free of our fears, get free of all these things. Because there's so much simple mystery truth in this book. I love this book. But to the world, I tell you, don't read it. Don't even try to read it because you'll get frustrated. But this book I love. You have to apply some things to it, like belief. You know how hard it is to believe? Tell me about it. You know how hard it is to believe? Just like this book says, you can be like a flower, right? God said loves you so much that he'll take care of the birds of the air and the flowers of the fields. Do you think a flower is worrying out there? Think about it. But how often do we worry? Why don't we follow our heart? And the reason why I question us here tonight is because that's where God is. And if we can believe him, we can believe what's inside of us. If there's any doubt in your heart and you're not sure of what you're doing, walk away. Don't play games. But if you're sure about what you're doing, then why delay? Why put it off? And so I say these things because I believe a lot of us here and those that are listening can't find the relationship with God is because, for one, they don't believe, and two, they have a lot of fear. Three, they're hurt and they're wounded, and it's only because of what happened when we were young. When we're young, we're not really looking for God. We start looking for God about what? Age 17, 19, 20. When do you think most people are looking for God? Younger? Well, you must be unusual. Most people.
Kids ask why, where is God all the time?
Yeah, good. I'd like to know them. I don't hear it much from children, but I do hear it from more adults. I would like to see more children ask where God is, but usually when a lot of cares and pressures are on their shoulders, when things happen in their life, then they start questioning where God is. Unless you come from a religious family, you know, and, you know, they're having you say grace at the table or maybe going to Sunday church or what have you like that. But most people out there, when do they really start looking for God? If they didn't have God parents, let's put it that way. Yeah, usually when a problem happens or something, or, you know, they reach a dark place in their life, then they start looking for God. I don't want people to start looking for God then. I want them to start looking for God now. Why wait until those times? God is real. God is alive. And God is who we're made up of. He's part of us. He has given our desires and our heart. If I would say in two words who God is in you, I would say how you feel. I would say it's you. You want to know God? It's you. That's who God is. It's you. Because where did you get your feelings? Where did they come from? Who made them? Who created them? We see naturally. We see skin, we see age, we see, you know, all those things. But let's see spiritual. If I love you, it's not me loving you. It's God loving you. I can't love you. I don't know how to love you. But God in me loves you. It's like me speaking these messages and teaching and bringing an awareness to my God. Is it me? No, I don't want to do that. I want to stay home. I don't want to come out here, you see? I'm happy where I'm at. But it's God that wants to bring you to the place where he's at. It's God that wants to show you where he is. You know, there's a guy in this book, his name is Jesus. He's very similar to me, or I'm similar to him. And he says that I only do what the Father tells me to do, and I only say what the Father tells me to say. And then he says, if you see me, you see the Father. And what he was saying is, my expressions and my love and my words are not of my own. They're not me. They're coming from here, this thing right here, called a heart, a passion in a heart. So when you say to somebody and you really mean it, I love you, it's not you, it's God in you saying, I love you. And when you say that to someone and you really mean it from the heart, it's not you that's saying it, it's God saying it to the other individual. And so the two are becoming one in him. This is a mystery from, you know, what this book says about marriage. Doesn't marriage supposedly, when two people join together, they become one? Has anyone ever heard that before? Okay, well, what it is, it's God within God speaking to each other. I love you, I love you. And so I want us to realize the relationship that we have with God. We've been walking with God all of our life. We just don't know it. We never really put a label on it. We just thought it was us. And things had happened to us and we got hurt along the line. We thought we took it personal and we got hurt directly. But actually, we didn't get hurt. It was probably a lesson to learn, something that had to teach us so that we can move forward and not make the same mistake. I don't look at mistakes in life. I look at them as learning things. They're all learning things. And God is a God of life. And the only way that he can teach you is through life situations. And so we can't get upset or get offended or get hurt because we went through life a certain way. I feel bad because there are some children out there that may have had some pretty rough family lives, and I was one of them. And I walked around with a lot of hurts in my heart. I felt that I was maybe mistreated or whatever and all that other things. But then I had to come to a realization of God's love and the love that he has in for me and where he lived inside of me. And so I came to a place of repenting, renewing my mind. Repentance is not saying I'm sorry. A repentance is changing the way you're thinking. And so I came to repentance. I changed the way I thought and said to myself, you know what? They did the best that they could. They didn't know any better. They did the best that they could. We need to let it go. Nobody really has that quite understanding. I don't believe anybody is intentionally mean. I think they do things in ignorance. And even in our relationships that we have in the future or even in the past, these hurts are going to come. These offenses are going to come. But if we take them personally, as if they're directed to us, we're going to be hurt. But if we take it and realize that God's love is there for us, he's just equipping us, teaching us. Maybe I needed to learn how to have mercy. Maybe I needed to learn how to have compassion. Maybe I needed to learn, you know, some other things. That maybe I needed to have a harder life so I would be able to minister later in the future someone who had a hard life, understanding where they came from. Life is a mystery, but we can't take life's mysteries and get hurt from them and then walk around with bitterness and anger and resentment and hatred, because what's going to happen is it's going to curse us. How many people understand what curses are? They're real. They are so real. It's like we're putting curses on ourselves when we walk around with bitterness, anger, resentment, hatred. When we walk around with scars on our heart, we're cursing ourselves. And that's why forgiveness is so important. So I want us to understand my God. And why I want to talk about my God. Because we need to break away from curses. We need to break away from these things and understand the love of God. Understand the relationship that we have with God. God lives inside of us. He dwells inside of us. And the house that he has is right here. So if I could say this, how you feel is how he feels. If you feel sad, we're going to get back to prophecy. I was talking to Mary Lou earlier. If you feel sad, you need to speak it and say, I feel sad. If you feel happy, share, I feel happy. If we don't speak, because this is a gift that we had, we have a gift, and that gift is communication. Now, you don't need to talk to anybody. How many of us are good communicators here? Good. So. How many of us seem to hold things in? It's okay, though. Because today I'm going to hopefully ask you to change. Change the way you're thinking. Now, this is the cool part. Are you ready? You don't have to communicate with anybody. But you need to communicate. You need to get to that place where you're alone, driving in a car, whatever, and begin to speak it. Bring it out. Start bringing it out. How you feel, what you want. Just start, they call it prophecy or prophesy. Does anyone understand what that word means, prophesy? Okay, you need to begin to prophesy. Go in your own little closet and let it out. I was sharing earlier, you know, some people understand this mystery and they'll say, just go outside and scream. And then after you just let it rip, do you feel better? A little bit. But you feel much better when you can come to honesty, when you come to truth. And then you just begin to start prophesying. You know, I'm having a bad day. But I know things will get better. And you know what? Things are going to get so much better that I won't be able to wipe this smile off my face. And then you begin to prophesy your life. This is what's going to happen. This is where I'm going to go. This is what I'm going to do. Because when you begin to do that, you release something. Communication and the power that is inside of you is probably one of the greatest gifts God could ever have given us. Most of these mysteries in the Bible couldn't even come to pass until prophecy came. Just like the birth of Jesus. He wouldn't have been able to come unless it was prophesied by the old guys in the Old Testament. But it's just like that same thing with your life. You can either prophesy death, which most of us do because we walk around complaining all the time, or we can prophesy life. But what I want you to do is I want you to learn how to prophesy how you feel right now. And try this. Believe me what I'm saying and begin to start doing it, and I guarantee your life will change. Notice how many walls we tend to come up against. And notice our heart. I guarantee it that the walls that you face and the hardship that seems to be very hard to break is because your heart is actually prophesying it. You want freedom? Break the walls down and begin to believe and prophesy that everything's going to be okay. Oh, it's going to get hard. Oh, it's so hard to do this. Oh, it's so hard to do that. Oh, my goodness, it's so hard. Oh, I don't know how that's going to happen. I don't know how this is going to happen. They said this, they said that, and we begin to believe all these stuff. And then we start feeling bad. Have you ever been excited about something and then all of a sudden it gets turned around and you feel bad about it? Why? How did it get tainted? Lies creeped in. See, there's a world that I haven't really talked about that wants to destroy everything in your life. There's a world that we have to fight and we have to overcome. Why I didn't say it is because I want you to first know my God. Because it's my God's job is to destroy that world. It's not really your job. But the knowledge to know God and the love of God is going to change your ways. And then your ways are going to begin to prophesy life rather than prophesy death. You want a good life, you need to prophesy life. You want a bad life, you're going to prophesy bad life. You'll get a bad life. How do you feel? You had a dream, okay? And it was all excited, right? Okay, is it still excited? You better hope so. How many days came in? You see? This is where it begins. And some people never get out of it. And this is what happens in people's lives. We get into a situation and we believe it. We start out good. We start out strong. And then all of a sudden, negativity starts coming in. Fear starts coming in. Worry starts coming in. All these things start coming in. And then it destroys our life. We have to fight these battles. But the battle belongs to your God, my God. And so this is how we give it to God. You hold on to your first love. This is how you do it. You hold on to your first love. And what I mean by your first love is your passion. You have a passion, and that passion starts your life off. Oh, I'm going to wake up, and I'm going to do this. And then all of a sudden, little things come in and steal your life away. We got to stay true to our heart and stay true to our passion and keep moving forward despite what you see that's going on around you. You got to move forward. And so I want to tell the world out there to start believing in my God and say, listen, you know, I tried looking for gods over here. I tried to look for gods over there. But now I'm going to start looking for the God that this guy's talking about. That's right here. Right here. I hope that the world will begin to find my God. There's a lot of people that say, oh, I've been following that. Oh, no, you haven't. And maybe you started, but you gave in too easy. How many of us quit? Walked away from things. And then we came up with all kinds of justifications. I know some people who are queens and kings of justifying. We got to stop justifying. We got to stop making excuses. We got to stop living with our hurts. Because this is where it all derived. I'm hoping and praying to raise three beautiful children in a realm that has never been hurt. And in that, we'll give them the strength to take on the world. But it's the hurts that causes us to fail. It's the wounds in our hearts that causes us to give in and quit. But God wants to heal these hurts. God wants to heal these wounds. He first wants us to forgive. Let everything go and forgive. And then begin to bring that positive heart in, because that's God. God's positive. God's not negative, he's positive. He can do far beyond what you can comprehend or even imagine. What steals from us is our incompetence, not being confident about ourselves. Listen, I can't do anything. I can't do anything right. But in God, I can do everything right. And if there's not a way, he'll make a way. And so I'm just going to go forward and watch him make the way. How many people understand where I'm going? Okay. Tomorrow you got to do something and you got to accomplish something. God is telling you to accomplish that. Not you, God. And this is where we need to start. We need to bring God into our life 24/7. Every breath that you breathe, he's allowing you to breathe it. Every good thing that happens to you, he allowed that good thing to happen. Every gift that you received, it all received from him. Like that beautiful rock on your finger. That was from God. Isn't that wonderful? Every time we have compassion and love, we need to receive it from a gift from above. And as we live this way, as we change the way we think, you watch him come alive. See, God doesn't exist until you make him exist. God's not real until you bring him in your life and he becomes real. Nothing exists until you believe, and then it becomes real. Start bringing this into a reality. If you have any negative in your heart, get rid of it. It's only going to bring division. It's only going to bring separation. It's never going to bring success. Cast down all the doubts that we have, because all of us walk with doubts. If you were a child and you weren't wounded, I'd be surprised. I would say you came from my family. But 99.9%, you don't find a family like this. I don't know too many out there that know my God the way I know my God. And I'm bold. I'm becoming more bold because I see the truth. And the truth is the only thing that allows me to say these things. You proved me different. You show me different. Prove me wrong. Show me wrong. And then maybe, no, that'll never happen. There is no maybe. I can't be persuaded. There's nothing that will persuade me in the way I think. I have too much of a witness. And that witness is too much joy, too much peace. And believe me, you talking about walking in fire, You're talking about storms around you? Huh. I got hurricanes and tornadoes. I have brush fires. I have fires that will consume cities and towns. But I walk through them. And I can call the storms and tell them to stop. I can hold back the wind, and I can hold back the rain. And I can sleep. And I can sleep with peace. And I can wake up with a smile on my face, ready for tomorrow. And so that's why I say I'm not persuaded. But I am just saying, those that are out there, please hear what I have to say. Understand, and I don't judge you in any way, shape, or form, because I know what it's like to carry pain. And I know what it's like to be rejected from your family and your loved ones. I know what it's like to lose jobs and all these other things and have all these weight and pressures on your shoulders. And I understand. But there are miracles. And I believe in miracles. And my God is a God of miracles, signs, and wonders. And that's why my God is so special, because if there's not a way, that makes me even happier. When it looks impossible, that's when I get really excited. Because nothing better to have a loved one come close to you. Nothing better to share a life with someone who you love very, very deep. And so when I see these things that are impossible, I get excited, because I know that the one that I love so deep is going to be close to me, very near and dear. And I don't have to say, God, why have you forsaken me? I know that he'll be right there, showing me signs and wonders and miracles right before my eyes. So with that being said, I want to bless the world out there. I want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving, and that's what we have over here in America, Thanksgiving, but I don't know if they have that in other countries. I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's just an American holiday, isn't it? Okay, well, happy Thanksgiving out there. Enjoy some food for me, for why we celebrate here. Amen? Amen. God bless. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. I do have some prayer cloths if anybody's interested in taking a handful of them with you. They are supernatural. God does.